Lord, have mercy.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Lord, have mercy. Our number is 213-536-9180. Were you talking through that whole thing?
I was hyping you up.
Our email is stuffysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slut, you stupid little fuck, you nasty little fuck, you dirty little fuck, you stupid little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I am not hungover. Although I did go out drinking last night with the divas, the dolls, the girls of Brooklyn.
So you are where? In an Airbnb?
I'm in an Airbnb in New York. I went for a walk around.
Concrete jungle. Sorry, go ahead.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made up. There's nothing you can do.
Wait. Isn't it concrete jungle where dreams are made of? There's nothing you can't do?
Not the way I sing it. Remember okay, when that song walk. Remember when that song happened and everyone why does everyone feel the need to write a song about New York City? Remember when Taylor Swift?
Yeah, welcome to New York, girl.
Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
Went for a walk.
I went for a walk and I went
did you go to the Lower East Side where you used to live?
You know, I did. I walked by my old apartment to look at what it looks like now and to see the old neighborhood. I walked around St. Mark's. I went and got my favorite sandwich shop, which is called Sunny and Annie's.
Meatball sub?
No.
Oh.
It's called a special BLT. It's a BLT with cheddar cheese and like a whole bunch of like sprouts and like weird avocado and stuff on it.
Very nice.
It was very nice. I sat in my old park and ate it. I had a lovely time.
Your old park.
But here's something I will say. Okay. After living in LA for like, what, 7 years, 8 years now? I don't even know how long I've been there. New York is so dirty. It's so dirty.
LA is so dirty. What are you talking about?
Not my neighborhood now. I did used to live on Skid Row, which was dirty. I don't know. There was just something about it where I was like, you really do have to be a young person with a lot of energy to want to be here all the time.
Well, there's a new rom-com coming out that I think is called Dating in New York.
Dating and
New York that Jabuki White is in and a bunch of other recognizable
people here have no manners.
But the poster for it is them like romantically making out in front of a huge mound of garbage. Mm-hmm. And in the trailer, there's like a moment when they're like kissing and they like pull out of the kiss and he says, well, only in New York can it be romantic to make out in front of garbage. And then they sort of zoom out to the wide shot and you see these massive piles of garbage because there are no alleys in New York.
No.
You put the garbage on the street. The Meryl Streep.
It just reminded me of, hold on. This is, what? I'm going to have to, oh no. Did you ever watch 30 Rock? And there's that scene where this old woman talking down the street and she goes, I just love New York in the spring. And then a homeless person shoves her into a pile of garbage.
Yeah. I mean,
It's very that. And I don't know how I used to walk around on my phone because people like do not move out of your way on the sidewalk. I was getting bumped into. I was getting like shoved. Subway culture. Not for me. Anyway, I had a wonderful time. Last night I went. Okay. First of all, I left Chicago. Where I fell off the stage at Roscoe's.
Wait. I forget, you're like on a mini tour. So wait, you were in Chicago. Wait, we gotta talk about Chicago first. We gotta talk about Chicago. You hung out with Blackberry. Did you ever get down to why she stood us up and not coming on the pod?
Yeah, she was recording the Facebook thing.
Oh, the Facebook commercial. You hung out with Lucille Stools.
Lucille Stools. Stoolingtons.
The Kool-Aid children, Bambi Banks Kool-Aid and Kenzie Kool-Aid. And you had what?
We ate
spatchcock chickens?
No, it was two like Peking ducks. And then they like cut them up in front of us. And then they used the extra meat and made fried rice and noodles and then a soup. And then we also ordered buns and like, I don't know. It was such a huge meal. It was so good.
Where was it?
I think it was called Xinhua or Sunhua or something. After I ate there and after I posted that, Kim Chi messaged me and she was like, I'm jealous that you got to eat there. It's like the best Chinese restaurant in Chicago.
Oh my God.
It was incredible.
Whose recommendation? Lucy?
Lucy, of course.
Lucy knows what's
because
up.
It was like fried chicken or the duck dinner, and I was like, duck dinner.
I would go the duck dinner.
And we did.
Duck Dynasty. Oh, I would baby. Deep throat the Duck Dynasty dinner. So you then performed at Roscoe's.
Yes.
What's the tea at Roscoe's? Masks?
Yeah, masks. Everyone was masked, and even if they like had a drink in their hand, their mask was like on, and then they would take it off to drink and then put it right back on. Okay. And then the performers have to be in a face shield.
And is that the vibe at most of the clubs in Chicago?
I don't know. I only went to the one.
And how did you fall off the stage? And were your knee pads squishy enough to handle your fall?
My new pads were too big to fit in my luggage. So I'm back on the old pads right now.
She's back on the old pads.
Until I can wear them down and they can flatten out a little bit. My old pads were good. I fell off the stage because I did my signature, like, the handstand and then the lazy twerk into a roll. And I miscalculated the depth.
It is a signature.
I miscalculated the depth of the stage. So I rolled and landed, like, in the audience on my feet. But then my heel fell off and I fell to the ground. I literally stuck the landing on my feet and I was like, yes, thank God. It would have been way more embarrassing if I fell. And like as that thought was going through my head, I fell. And then they picked me up and I got back up on the stage and I finished it. And
did
then
they live?
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah. I love Roscoe's. That was my first time performing. It was so fun.
And do you think you'll be back? Like, was it like a good vibe overall with the show and the crew and the bar?
Yeah, I had a really wonderful time. And Sean was great there. Thank you, Bambi, for having me.
Bambi Beans.
And then I smoked a little. Well, I didn't smoke, but I watched the doll smoke weed. And I think that when I smoke weed and with people that I like don't really know, it can go aggressive. One of two ways. Well, I could get aggressive and like never shut up, or I get like really self-conscious about everything I say. So I don't want to do. I don't want to have that experience in front of people. You know what I mean?
Isn't it a wild thing to be a person who puts yourself out into the world? We are twice a week on this podcast running our mouths about clearly things we don't know about based on everyone's emails to us. I'm dumb and I don't know about the planets. No, but like we do this all the time. We put ourselves out there, we entertain, we are public facing people for a living. And then you like stand around a room of four people and you can so easily get self-conscious of like your behavior or what you're doing. I'm always like, do you ever like forget how to use your mouth properly? Like sometimes I think I just am like my resting face is wrong and I smile weird. Has that ever happened
yes.
to you?
Yes. Last night I was taking pictures with the one and only Mary Cherry and I like kept on being like, are my eyes moving? Am I like, do I look happy?
Girl, it's the pandemic. Like staying in the house for so long, we have just forgot.
Also, yeah. And I was just like, I was so fucking excited to just be out in a city where like, I don't, like no one really knows me that well. And so I could like really be goofy with my friend Renee. Like we were just like sitting front row at the show like being goofballs.
So
and it was like
okay,
so nice.
Now you're in New York.
Okay, but let me just say this. I got on the plane to leave New York.
Leave Chicago.
And we were about to take off and then this guy wouldn't put his mask on. So it delayed the flight. But here's the thing. It's like if you're going to be an anti-masker, at least wait until the plane takes off. Like at least let's get legs up, baby. Let's get into the sky and then start a problem. But don't hold us all up on land. And also you had to wear the mask to get all the way onto the plane. Like you had to wear it the whole time. And so then all of a sudden you think that you're not. Anyway, after about 15 minutes of arguing about like his vaccine and like whatever, he was so far behind me. I didn't even like see what he looked like. He just put his mask on and he was like, I'll behave. And then we took off. So we were only like 15 minutes late. But then we land in New York. I call my little cabbie. It picks me up. We're driving, but I'm already late because I'm supposed to be at this thing at 7 o'clock, and it's 5:45 when I land.
Wait, what kind of thing? Like, not a
drag. It was to go see to see Mary Cherry's show, but in order to get a table, you have to be there when doors open. Otherwise, you're standing in the back. Yeah. So we wanted a table. So we're driving, and I was like, yes, okay, I'm going to make it to my Airbnb on time. It's going to be great. We hit a pothole, and the tire pops on the highway. So he had to pull off all across four lanes of traffic while driving 40 miles an hour on a highway where everyone's, like, speeding past us. And when we get off on the exit, there's four other cars with front right tires flat. And they were all like, you hit the pothole too? So he cancels the ride. And part of me kind of wanted to be like, can I get my money back for that ride? You could have killed me. But I let him, I paid him and I tipped him. And then I called another Uber and I got into that Uber. And that guy brought me to the Airbnb. And then I dropped off my shit and immediately went to the show.
I feel like you have a hectic relationship with flat tires.
I don't know what it is, but Renee told me I'm bad luck. She was like, this keeps happening. And like, for all of this to be going down around you, you falling off the stage, the flat tire, the anti-masker, being late, like, something bad is going to happen. Hopefully it's not tonight when I'm
something
at the
bad.
Uggs New York Fashion Week show.
Wait. Sorry, what's that now?
I'm going to the Uggs New York Fashion Week show. My friend, we have a table for that too, baby. And I'm going in full drag and I'm wearing these Uggs that Uggs sent me.
What?
Uggs sent me Uggs and asked me to go to their Fashion Week show. Not to be in it. Although they're kind of missing out, if you ask me. But I'm going to go and be one of those people that's going to sit at the front row with my phone up like this.
I hope you. I think you're gonna have the most fun you've ever had in drag because you'll be wearing Uggs.
I know. And then everyone was like, "Show's over," or it's like, it's like from 9:30 to 11:30 is like the show and performance thing. And then they're like, "Do you guys want to go out after?" And I was like, "Absolutely! I'm in Uggs. Who cares? Who cares?
What are the shoes like?"
They're it's just the fluffy slip-ons, the Pride Collection ones.
Oh yeah! Didn't I like send you a
you
thing?
Asked me where I got them.
Should I get those?
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
Oh my god, they're gonna be dirty. You're gonna be walking around New York City. They're gonna be dirty.
Yeah, but thank God they were free because then I don't have to worry about it.
Thank God they were free.
Thank Uggs that they were free. And then I'm gonna be going to Bushwick Saturday and Sunday, baby.
Wow. You are really turning the party.
I'm acting like COVID don't exist.
Well, I wanted to ask you, at the clubs in New York is like, you just don't need to wear a mask inside?
No. Seems like no.
Yeah.
But I went out for like a super long walk and like was in Union Square and stuff today, and I was wearing a mask the whole time I was walking around.
Interesting.
I'm just kind of used to it again now after sitting on planes and like having to get into an Uber and wear it the whole time. Like wearing it for 5 hours doesn't bother me anymore.
Wait, when you got into the Uber, did they go to Uber Javert?
Are you a Uber Juvu?
Uber Juvu. All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, Uber Juvu. What is logo?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Okay, we are back, and something very exciting happened this week, Meatball.
Oh, what?
Believe it or not, some people may not even know, but many, many moons ago, you were actually a part of the first ever season of Dragula. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
Do people know that? I don't think people know that. No, some people know that.
Some people know that. But this week, season 4 was announced, which is very exciting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Willem said something interesting on our recording. Willem said, maybe season 4 of Dragula will kind of be like the season 4 of Drag Race, which was
absolutely think it will be.
Poppy season, because season 4 of Dragula is
on Shudder.
The prize is $100,000.
They got a budget.
And it's like premiering in the Halloween season. So it's sort of like all the timing sort of timed out.
Yeah, and they had the Entertainment Weekly announcement.
The announcement on Entertainment Weekly.
It's going to be huge. I mean, the show is just going to keep getting bigger every year. And hopefully maybe by season 5 or 6, they're actually like on a network television.
Yeah, program. But at this point, I mean, fucking Drag Race is only on Paramount Plus.
No, so. Drag Race is on VH1. Drag Race All-Stars is on Paramount Plus.
I forget that those are all considered different shows.
They're different shows. And did you hear that Drag Race got renewed, Celebrity got renewed? And okay, so everybody, we got a little special gift for you. We are going to be turning our little potty.
Are you gonna do it for real? You gonna announce it now?
I thought that's what we were about to do. We're gonna be doing a Dragula season 4 review show.
So the entire season.
We will be reviewing every episode top to bottom.
Friday shows.
So our Friday shows are our interviews are going to be the Tuesday shows from now on.
And on Fridays we're going to it may sound confusing, but it's going to be very simple. On Tuesdays we'll have guests, and then on Fridays we're going to review that Tuesday's Dragula
episode,
because they come out
on Tuesdays.
So that's our plan. So a month from now, see, this is why I didn't know if we should announce it, because it's like they announced the cast, but the first episode doesn't premiere until the 19th.
Let's get everyone's pussies ready.
Okay.
Because baby, I was there. I know some of these bitches. I wasn't actually there for this, but I had done this before kind of halfway. I was on the guinea pig season.
Yeah.
I was on the YouTube season.
And you can still watch that season on YouTube, can't you?
I think so. I truly don't know. I haven't really gone back. And even when people are like, yeah, I watched all the seasons of Dragula, they mean that they watched season 2, 3, and Resurrection
special.
Because they're like, I don't know, I can't watch season 1, and I'm like, you know, note taken, you know, I wasn't
well, it did, I said this before and I'll say it again, it did feel like they recorded the audio by putting one cell phone in the center of a room and press record on a voice memo for all the people to talk on.
I mean, basically the whole thing was recorded on one singular boom mic, but also every part of that was funded by the, like, out of pocket for the
right
boom
exactly mix. It's like,
so they didn't have the money to get everyone fully mic'd. I don't even think they had everyone fully mic'd on season 2. I think season 3 was the first time that everyone got their own lav mic.
Wow. Well, this is really cool. So we wanted to today, in preparation for our recaps that will be happening in October when the show comes out, we wanted to talk about the cast.
Yes, baby.
Okay, so let's talk about the cast. The cast photo is amazing.
Cunty, stunty. It seems very much like only 2 of the girls didn't get the memo that it was like red and black.
Right. Which is fine. But,
yeah.
Well, actually, because did you see the video?
Mary Cherry's is purple, and they like
color
corrected
to
it to red. Yeah.
But I love this photo. I love this layout. I think it looks great. And I want to talk about the queens.
Let's do this.
I love the like ombre black to red on the Boulé brothers outfits.
Yeah.
Also,
I wonder how they did that.
Is the shorter of the Boulets now wearing taller heels so that their faces are at this more similar level?
She does appear to be taller. Because
there used to be a
normal.
More noticeable height difference.
Yeah, the little one used to be like very little.
And now I think maybe there's like a heel adjustment because they're always in gowns mostly and you don't always see the shoes.
So they might have just plopped her on an apple box for the photo just so that it would look a little bit more even. Because right. when she's down short, because like if you look at the fishtail on their gowns.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Hers is up there. Like a good 4 inches above the tall one.
Oh, and maybe they just extended the bottom of the dress there. Anyways,
yeah.
not to get into it. Let's meet the cast.
Yes.
Okay, so starting first, we have.
Ooh, we have Astrid Aurelia from Arizona. And also she used to live in New York.
She's listed as Phoenix. So she lived in Phoenix forever, and then she came out to do Drag Queen of the Year, Alaska's pageant.
Wait a minute. Does this say drag style drag queen?
It does. It says hometown Phoenix, pronouns she, her, drag style, drag queen.
Drag queen.
Work.
Work.
Astrid is a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumental drag artist that uses her musical talents and punk rock fashion sense to produce incredible live music shows. Astrid
yes, and is- if you saw her in Alaska's drag pageant, she did like a full-on performance with music and tons of different instruments.
She is a great performer. She's incredibly musically talented. And I like this look a lot. You know what this is giving me? Are we going to do the thing where we talk about how this reminds us of other queens? You want to do that?
Who is she giving?
Scarlett Bobo from Canada's Drag Race. You didn't.
No,
watch that.
I don't know. This gives me very like Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Oh,
like very spray painty, bright colors, but still very punk. I like it a lot.
I love the boots and the jacket together. It's yeah, so good.
And that panty fits like a glove.
She better do it.
Okay, next up, we have Bitter Betty, formerly known as
Sarah Andrews. Who was a guest on her podcast a while ago.
Forever ago, yeah. Yeah. I love this corset. I love the boots and the gloves.
I love this head to toe. I love this crazy hair. To me, this is crazy hair.
She owns 1-800 Wig Takeout. She will be wearing the best wigs on the show for sure.
Completely. I love this. I love the glove. I love the hair. I love the boot. I love it all. I think it's great. I do know that that Bitter Betty has quite the polarizing takes and opinions on the internet. She for a very long time would publicly call out and drag World of Wonder and Drag Race for having trans inclusion. Okay, and then up next is a queen I've never heard of Coco Kane.
It was a little confusing, but I think it's like a corset made out of skin. They're from Tulsa.
Oh, so Tulsa, pronouns are they, them,
drag style, drag shapeshifter.
Coco infuses their drag with equal parts seduction and horror and is bringing a strong dose of body positivity to the show. Girl, I love how much body is positively
ballooning
out of this corset.
Yeah, those titties are barely strapped in.
Honey.
They're falling out. I actually didn't notice the black fur in the back.
Well, I'm trying to understand where her hair ends and the fur begins. And
her hair is behind.
I would love to see this photo on a white background just to sort of like understand that detail because that fur looks luxe.
But I like the boot, the knee pad. I bet she bucks. She looks like a girl that can dance.
Knee pad.
That's like a part of the boot. I like this.
Word.
It's you know what it is? It's simple yet effective.
Truly. Truly, 100%. Okay.
I had never heard of this creature.
I had such a hard time understanding what I was looking at. I thought it was a mask and then it was makeup. This is Hosoterra Toma from Seoul, South Korea?
Yes. International doll.
She, her, they, them.
Drag style, drag yokai.
Hoso is the first internationally based Korean artist to compete on the show. She considers herself to be a drag yokai and draws visual inspiration from Eastern myths combined with obscure foreign references. This look is so
insane.
Fucking cool.
It's so good. I think it might be my favorite of the promo looks. I mean, to have like two faces coming out of your chest as your boobies.
And her makeup, like,
it's so on good. Her
Instagram is insane. They all look like masks.
Yes. And if you go, you got to look at their Twitter too, because it's so, they're very funny.
I'm so excited to see this person.
Me too. On the show. Okay, Formaldehyde.
From Phoenix. Maybe Astrid and Formaldehyde have a little history. He, him, they, them. Drag monster. Speaking unison the whole time.
Identifies as a digital drag artist who spent most of their time performing online and in digital drag shows as opposed to traditional live stages and clubs.
Oh, so a baby.
Is this a baby?
Well, girl, if she spent most of her time doing drag digitally.
I'm trying to figure out. So there's an apron over a coat.
Oh, the apron is over the coat. I will say that
this
apron,
is not my favorite look. But the makeup is amazing.
Apron and the face and the hand. Is it
stunty? Yeah,
but I think the rest of it sort of it doesn't all vibe.
The apron's too clean for, or no, the coat. The rest of it's too clean for the coat and the gloves, I think.
And also, this those are syringes,
syringe fingies, which I think is really cool.
That's really cool. And the mouth, on the one hand though,
the mouth is like nails.
Yeah. The face application is incredible.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what they do on this show.
Yeah, completely.
Also, all these promos pictures were taken after the show. So, like.
So you think it's a glow up?
I feel like all of these are everyone's version of a glow up, right? Ah! It's the one! It's Miss J. Jolie!
Okay, she's giving us
white rabbit realness, honey.
She's from Gainesville, Florida, but we all know she's a Nashville diva.
A Nashville diva, because I went
right.
Okay, Nashville? A lot of people were shocked that she's. It might be, isn't it? It's at one of the plays. It might be Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Because everyone was shocked that she's on the show, but she, when I last worked with her, had me out because she had a like Dragula style live bar competition show where girls were dropping tarps and bleeding all over and doing crazy shit on stage.
Get the tarp out.
Mama pulled the tarp. It's going to get messy. But like she was in charge of running that show and judging it, and she would get ooky spooky. So I'm in no way shocked that she's up here. I think a lot of people just only think of her as a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and
a former drag race
it lists her as a celebrity impersonator. So maybe she'll do some celebrity impersonations that are spooky, that are not Taylor Swift. I would sort of secretly love if there was some challenge where she could like do Taylor Swift, like getting murdered or like in a horror film or something. Like that would be sort of a cool way to bring that, because she played Taylor Swift in the Taylor Swift music video.
And so, John Travolta thought that she was Taylor Swift and almost gave her an award one time.
A blowjob? Sorry, what?
Remember, there's a really funny video. Go Adele look for it, everybody. Where I think it's him. He thinks that he literally thought that she was Taylor Swift and tried to hand her the award on stage.
This and is very
she
exciting.
Just laughed at it. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Jade is the first Drag Race girl. And I have a feeling there are so many references in this. The first Drag Race queen to compete on Dragula. And I have a feeling there are so many references in this look that we don't fully know. Because she's
it's White
wearing-
Rabbit. She's just got all the Alice in Wonderland things. It's the clock. It's the drink me. It's the mushroom. That's the references, period. What do you mean we don't understand?
Okay, Mark. Thank you. Got it.
I will say, can I say something?
Sure.
I love Jade. I love working with Jade. But this is just like a harness. And I'm not a fashion girl, but it's just like a harness over a white leotard.
It is.
Okay.
But I think something to remember is that promo for the show is not a category for winning the show. Promo for the show is now we're this is a real preview of how we're going to be talking about the show. Promo for the show is about the public image. And I think what she's doing here is working really hard to show you remember me, J. Jolie. Here's a little bit of a twist on my darker side. And then I'm because if she was like fully like formaldehyde, I don't know that people would connect.
You're right. It's got to be an image that looks enough like them that when they put it on a poster.
Right.
At all the clubs, people will recognize it. And these are going to be their club posters for
correct.
A while.
Correct. And I think that is like, so I feel like this is smart. And I do agree. It is a harness over a bodysuit with some, you know, like with
accoutrement.
Right. But I think this is going to be a promo image that really lasts the test of time for her. And it is enough recognizability. It's recognizable.
Well, we're
enough
dumb.
Well, we're dumb. It's recognizable enough for season 5 Drag Race fans to be like, ah, J. Jolie, but in a new way.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what she. Former guest of the pod, Mary Cherry.
Remember when Mary Cherry showed up?
Stormed the interview?
10 a.m. in full drag. At the studio for the audio recording of the podcast. And we were like, Mary, you don't have to be in drag. And she was like, well, don't you take a photo?
We
back
did.
When we were recording in person, we were like, we did take a photo. So,
you know, here she is, the diva, the doll, Mary Cherry.
Tell me about this. What do you call this kind of dress?
I would call it a deep cut gown. You know, it's giving me very, okay, during my season, this is how we're going to talk about the show. During my season, at the Last Supper dinner thing, I didn't read the email that said we had to bring another red look until that morning. Okay. And so I grabbed a red satin sheet off of my bed and I wrapped it around me and put a corset on over it to hold it up.
Okay.
And this is giving very much that. It's just like, she's just draped. She's just gorgeously draped. She's showing just enough cleavage.
It's interesting because I'm like, yeah, it's just sort of, it feels like I'm that naked bitch, but we had to put a little something on the body.
But it's like very body positive. Yeah, and I'm sure she would be, if it was up to her, she would have been fully nude for this.
I feel like, to be honest, I have never seen Mary Cherry look this glamorous.
Me either.
So
she's looked very good before, but this is high glam.
I'm excited to see what she does on the show.
Yeah, based on just what I saw her wearing last night out in the evenings, it looks like she's really upped the game of her aesthetic. And I think she started padding and corseting more.
Well, because for a long time, I remember she just
that is a flat though. That looks like a flat.
It could have a
it could be a
heel
kitten heel,
it.
But I do love a little leopard print. Brooklyn, mother of
she's
New
from
York.
Brooklyn. You're gonna see her again at Bushwig. You saw mm-hmm. her in a show last night. Amazing. I'm excited to see Mary on the show.
I feel like we don't need to talk about her that much because everyone knows Mary Cherry.
Okay, up next is Saint.
Saint.
Look at the shoes. The shoes. These are like the new heel that everyone loves.
Yeah, with the little bloop at the bottom.
It's like it looks like an upside down martini glass.
Yeah, that's cute.
Okay, Saint is from Harlem.
I had no idea they were from New York.
Her and they, them. So all the pronouns. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Saint was on season three,
Resurrection, and now season 4.
And because Saint won Resurrection, that was the pass to come back on season 4. Is that correct?
Correct.
Got it.
But I think I have a feeling we might be seeing another contestant.
Oh, you think there's going to be a secret contestant?
I have a feeling. Anyway, this look is stunning, except for the one thing that everyone has messaged me about. It's the white panty.
What is it? And it's not even a white panty. It's like a
silver
mesh.
But it doesn't match the metal.
So
I think
she's
maybe
wearing like a metal bodysuit that feels slightly Mugler inspired.
It's really cunty.
A nod to like Remember when Beyonce wore that thing and that Mugler and Sweet Dreams? So yeah. It's like a metal armband and then a metal top and a metal panty. But then there's like fabric underneath, which I feel like just doesn't need to be there, right?
Can I give my take on what I think may have happened?
Yeah, her pussy was out.
I think her pussy was out and they're like, you got to cover up your fucking pussy. And so I think that maybe she had just had a white panty around. What would you have done? A red panty? Black panty?
I would have like figured out a way to use that red fabric that she's got wrapped around her body.
Which I think is really cute. The way it's draped and it's like connected to the rings. It's wonderful. You know, I wish it was
the
a little bit more full.
Are cool.
If there was a little bit more red fabric
and the fucking
like a red train,
the Bantu
knots with the like the
and the big baby hair
down.
All the way down. Fuck.
The one red eye.
Yeah,
I would not like to walk her in an alley. You know what I'm saying?
This is for many reasons. This is
it's great. It's stunning. It's except for that. I don't want the red glove.
Yeah, I agree. The glove.
The red
panty.
Glove could go.
Okay. Sigourney.
Oh, my God.
Beaver.
Sigourney Beaver. Is that the little one again?
Points for her name. Diva Sigourney Beaver. I love
she
name.
Looks. Okay, first of all, waist snatched, body 10 out of 10. Yeah. She looks like a third Boulet.
She looks like she's hosting
she's
the red carpet
one.
For the show. Like, she looks like she's the third host.
Oh my God, it's crazy how much she looks like this. But this is stunty, cunty. It's gowned out, it's all red.
This
I feel
is no
this.
Notes, girl.
No notes.
And what's cool about this is like the sheen looks like it is. Like a latex,
yeah.
But because it's not skin tight beyond the hips, it like has a flow to it. I'd be really interested to hear what this garment sounds like moving.
You know what it sounds like? And you know what? It's probably that fabric with like a latex coating on it that once it gets wet, it starts to smell like fish.
Oh no, not
that. Yeah.
So Sigourney Beaver is from Des Moines, Iowa. But I heard she is a Chicago doll.
Yes. I heard all the Chicago girls know her.
Drag style, self-described AFAB drag queen, which stands for assigned female at birth drag queen. So we've got trans women on the show. We've got cis women on the show.
We've got
every pronoun on the show.
A drag race queen. We got Mary Cherry, whatever she is.
What we do not have on the show is any drag kings, interestingly enough, after Landon Sider won.
Now
season
this
three.
Is La Zavaleta.
Yes, our last contestant here.
Our last contestant. I do believe that this is Horchata's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yes. She is a Brooklyn doll.
Okay, and she's from Mexico City. A recent transplant to Brooklyn, New York drag scene. Hailing from Mexico City.
Damn! So this is another another international queen.
She mixes sexy and scary in all she of her does. Drag looks, and she's known for as an incredible live performer.
And okay. she is. I saw her last night. She can do the cartwheels, the splits, the jumps, the twists, the turns, the voguing. She has it all. Watching her perform was electric.
Not you, Vanessa Hudgening.
She can do the voguing. She can do. I'm super into voguing right now. She wore this outfit in person last night, and it is stunning.
Okay, I'm curious because again, this is another one where I'm like, I wish I could see this not
because it's
black
on black. Yeah,
but it has like a bug, like a glamour.
It feels
bug.
Roachy.
Yeah, but it's I'm really into it, and I love this. These sort of wisps of hair on a bald head.
On the
That's
bald
really cool
doll.
Too.
She's probably going to be giving us human hair the whole time, I feel.
Oh,
I saw
like,
a lot of hair whipping last
girl.
Night. Yeah, I mean, also, there's only 10 girls, which it feels light.
I don't think that feels light. 10 is a really good number because, you know, if they do the show in a way that feels like... I don't know. I like when the first two episodes, no one goes home. So at least the first queen off, you get two episodes with and you get to like meet them. So at least, you know, and then the reunion and you get like three episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So listen, that's the cast.
Should we talk about the boys look?
Gorgeous. We kind of did.
But listen, we're going to get into this later. So that's the cast. We haven't fully figured out how we are going to do the show. I don't think we're going to do a moment by moment. We're being very transparent here. I don't think we're going to do a moment by moment recap like they do on Race Chaser. We're going to figure it out. We're definitely going to talk about what we would have done for every single challenge. I think that'll be really fun. And we want to get as many people as possible. And if you are a contestant and you happen to listen to our show, we're going to be very excited to talk to you and have you on the show.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, like our email and our voicemail box will be open for this. So if you also have opinions or things like that about Dragula, I'm really excited for this to be.
Or if you know any behind the scenes tea, you can leave a little anonymous voicemail.
I'm excited for this to be the fall watching event and for our recap show to really take off. And who knows, we might do a little ooky spooky rebrand for the fall.
Ooh, for the Halloween times. Yeah. It's going to get ooky spooky up in here. It's going to be sloppy scaries. Should we rename the pod?
Scary Seconds?
Scary Seconds is probably better, huh?
Yeah. No, we're not going to rename the pod. We'll be right back.
You can talk to my lawyer.
Erker, we're back. And
we're back. Is
in bed. And I did see a little peek that you're only in your underwear. So that took our friendship
Listen,
up to another.
You're lucky that. Wait, that's not. Whatever. You've seen me like basically naked before when I've changed
to
drag.
You've seen me basically naked.
No, I've changed like fully nude in drag in front of you. Anyway, you're lucky I put a shirt on.
Catch me in heat day.
Okay. So we're going to take one voicemail. I thought this one was kind of funny.
Here we go.
Hi, Dipper. Hi, April. Hello. I'm driving to work. I'm in traffic. I'm listening to your LaGanja episode, and I just had to stop it. Because, honestly, I can't fucking take this anymore. I don't know who told you guys logo wasn't a channel. I don't know where the fuck you came up with this logo wasn't real shit. But, like, logo is a TV channel. It is still a TV channel. It is still on TV. I have DirecTV and they have logo. I now have Verizon Fios and they have logo. It doesn't play like anything good. It's all sitcoms and like old ones. And okay, like some of them are good. Like it'll play like the Golden Girls and shit. But like they don't have like original programming. But like they, I don't like it. That, I've been meaning to call for weeks and I just didn't. But logo, it's a fucking channel. Bye.
Okay, I'm. That is so funny. I'm on my Spectrum TV app right now. Network schedule, logo, Gilmore Girls, Facts of Life for 12 hours, Mama's Family. Girl, does RuPaul program this television network? Mama's Family for 14 hours?
Who's, but like, I would say who's watching that, but I mean, I would put that on in the background if I was doing
Married with
something.
Children.
They're pretty, I mean, that's good programming.
And then
the licensing for that's got to be expensive.
MTV Video Music Awards, because they're owned by all the same company. Facts of Life. The New Adventures of Old Christine. It looks like they're literally playing Will and Grace, Gilmore Girls. It looks like they're playing just full seasons of sitcoms back to back to back to back with commercials on logo.
Good.
Okay, well, listen, we stand corrected. And also, I love how real time this is because we are recording this on Friday and the LaGanja episode just came out. So that person just called in. We basically yes. spoke to them on the phone.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Send us your feedback.
Send us feedback on what you think we should do for the Dragula reviews.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to obviously kick off with the first episode, and maybe the week before we'll talk about the trailer a little bit. But it's going to be fun. We haven't had sort of like a big project like this in a while. So it's going to be a good time, and we're going to get spooky. And maybe I'll get some blood capsules in my mouth and pop them. You remember those?
I love those. I also remember the cornstarch blood that just ruins. Oh my God, I have such a funny story about that. But that'll be for what?
Okay, we'll do just it another time.
The day that we were recording our Last Supper, filming that, the whole dinner table was covered in that cornstarch blood, which is sugary. So, but when it dries hard. So a plate got stuck to the table, and the boulets were sitting behind it. Like, they were sitting at the table, and they were like, oh, that plate needs to move. It's in frame. So one of the, I'm not going to name who it was, went to go pick it up, and it spilt blood all over the tall one. Like, all over the tall one's white gown. Before we had even started filming it. When I say fuming.
I would have been fuming, too.
They got up, and they were like, no one talked to me. And they, like, walked out of the room.
What would you have done? Of course, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was on our lap. So I think the issue was that they couldn't do the walking in shot, because, you know, they shot it all out of order. So, but they were really quick to get it repaired. That's good. Just like cut off the bottom of it and sewed on a new bottom.
Wow. That stuff happens.
It do happen. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. You can call us at 213-536-9180 to spill all your Dragula tea. You can email us at slobbyseconds@gmail.com to tell us a story. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode. They come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. And you can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod or Big Dipper Jelly or Spiciest Meatball and Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doodle doot doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.